Hey there, it's Kona Gallagher, host of And Then They Were Gone and Day by Day True Crime Stories, and I'm here to bring you an amazing opportunity to win some incredible prizes, all for a good cause. Join the Texas Advocacy Project's The Big Game Football Squares Raffle on February 9th, 2025, and help support survivors of power-based abuse. For every $100 donation, you secure a square and a chance to win amazing prizes. You can choose from two exciting grids. The Hawaiian Paradise Grid offers a grand prize of a seven-night stay for two at a luxury resort in Oahu or the Big Island. Or play the Beachfront Mexico Grid for a chance to win a four-night, all-inclusive stay for two at a five-star Marival Luxury Resort in Banderas Bay or Nuevo Nayarit, Mexico. Your contributions help survivors understand their rights, navigate the justice system, and secure emergency protective orders. To participate, visit TexasAdvocacyProject.org and select your grid today. Don't miss out. Tune in to the Texas Advocacy Project's Facebook page on February 9th, 2025, during the game for live updates on winners. Prizes are awarded at the end of each quarter, with the grand prize at the game's conclusion. So score big for a cause. Visit TexasAdvocacyProject.org to learn more. Hello, and welcome to Day by Day True Crime Stories, the podcast where we explore a different crime or justice milestone from this day in history. I'm your host, Kona Gallagher, and today is January 29th. On this day, in 1979, a devastating tragedy unfolded at Cleveland Elementary School in San Diego, California. 16-year-old Brenda Spencer opened fire on the school from her home across the street using a .22 caliber rifle. This attack claimed the lives of two school staff members and injured nine others, leaving a once peaceful community in shock. But it wasn't just the act itself that stunned the nation. Brenda's chilling statement when asked why she did it would haunt people for years. "I don't like Mondays." Today, we'll examine the events of that day, the individuals whose lives were forever changed, and the broader implications for school safety and gun violence in America. Let's get started. Cleveland Elementary School was a typical neighborhood school, a place that kids came to learn and play, and where teachers and staff worked to create a safe and nurturing environment. Located in a quiet area of San Diego, it was the kind of school that parents felt comfortable sending their kids every day. But across the street from this place of learning, there was turmoil brewing. 16-year-old Brenda Spencer lived in a rundown house with her father. Neighbors described their living conditions as bleak. The house was barely furnished, and Brenda and her father reportedly shared a single mattress on the floor. Weeks before the shooting, Brenda had received a .22 caliber rifle and 500 rounds of ammunition as a Christmas gift from her father. It's a decision that defies understanding, given Brenda's mental health struggles and increasingly concerning behavior. That gift would soon become the tool for one of America's earliest and most shocking school shootings. On the morning of January 29, 1979, Cleveland Elementary School was just starting its day. Children played in the schoolyard and teachers prepared for another week of classes. At 8:30 a.m., Brenda Spencer raised her rifle and began shooting out of her bedroom window, aiming at the students and staff across the street. The first shots sent children scrambling for cover, some ducking behind cars and others running inside the school building. Amid the chaos, Principal Burton Ragg ran into the line of fire, trying to guide the children to safety. His bravery cost him his life. Brenda shot and killed him as he tried to shield the students. Mike Zucker, the school's custodian, was another hero that day. He ran to help a wounded child and was fatally shot in the process. Both men's selflessness saved lives and demonstrated incredible courage in the face of unimaginable danger. In addition to the two fatalities, 8 children and a police officer were injured. For hours, Brenda kept law enforcement pinned down, continuing to fire intermittently. It wasn't until a tense negotiation convinced her to surrender that the standoff finally ended. Brenda Ann Spencer's life had not been easy. Born on April 3, 1962 in San Diego, Brenda grew up in a home that was plagued by neglect. After her parents divorced, she lived with her father, Wallace Spencer, a man who many described as distant and unengaged. Their house, directly across from Cleveland Elementary School, was sparse and poorly kept. Brenda later accused her father of abuse, though her claims were never substantiated in court. What is clear is that her childhood was far from stable and her relationship with her father was deeply strained. As Brenda grew older, her behavior became increasingly alarming. Teachers described her as withdrawn, sullen, and fascinated by guns and violence. She frequently made disturbing comments, including a chilling remark to another student about wanting to shoot a cop. A school psychologist recommended she be placed in a facility for troubled youth, but her father refused. Instead, Brenda spent her days alone, her mental health deteriorating, with a newly gifted rifle at her disposal. Brenda's struggles with depression and epilepsy were well documented. During her trial, she expressed feelings of hopelessness and frustration. While these struggles offer some context for her actions, they in no way excuse the devastation that she caused. After her standoff and hours of negotiation, Brenda was taken into custody. Inside her home, police found her rifle, spent shell casings, and other evidence pointing to a calculated attack. Her response to why she committed the crime, "I don't like Mondays, this livens up the day," shocked the nation. Brenda was charged with 2 counts of murder and 9 counts of assault with a deadly weapon. Despite being only 16 years old, the severity of her crimes led her to being tried as an adult. The defense argued that her actions were a result of her mental health struggles and troubled upbringing, but the jury was unmoved. In 1980, the day after her 18th birthday, she was sentenced to 25 years to life in prison. Since then, Brenda has been denied parole multiple times, with officials citing her lack of remorse and the continued threat that she poses to society. For the children and staff at Cleveland Elementary, that day left deep wounds. One survivor, who was just 9 years old, remembered hiding under a car and wondering why someone would want to hurt them. Another, who was only 8 at the time, survived being shot in the chest and endured a long and painful recovery. Principal Burton Ragg and custodian Mike Zucker are remembered as heroes who gave their lives to protect others. Their bravery has been commemorated in annual memorial events, which bring the community together to honor their sacrifices and to support those who are still healing. The Cleveland Elementary School shooting was one of the first school shootings to capture national attention, forcing the country to confront issues surrounding gun control and mental health. Brenda's statement, "I don't like Mondays," became an unsettling symbol of senseless violence, even inspiring a song by the Boomtown Rats. While the tragedy brought attention to the issue of school shootings, it also serves as a reminder of how little has been done to prevent them in the intervening years. Today, Brenda Spencer remains incarcerated and has been denied parole multiple times. Her most recent parole hearing was in 2022, and she and the board both agreed that she was not suitable for parole. She will have another chance this year in 2025. As of this recording, Brenda Spencer is 62 years old and remains incarcerated at the California Institution for Women in Chino, California. Principal Ragg and Custodian Suker's bravery will always be remembered, and their legacy lives on in the countless lives that they protected that day. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Day by Day True Crime Stories. If you found this story compelling, please rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast. And be sure to join me again tomorrow as we explore another significant event in true crime history. In the meantime, stay safe and remember that behind every headline is a life worth remembering. Day by Day, True Crime Stories is a Little Monster production.
Hey, you can do it!
Hey there, it's Kona Gallagher, host of And Then They Were Gone and Day by Day, True Crime Stories. And I'm here to bring you an amazing opportunity to win some incredible prizes, all for a good cause. Join the Texas Advocacy Project's The Big Game Football Squares Raffle on February 9th, 2025, and help support survivors of power-based abuse. For every $100 donation, you secure a square and a chance to win amazing prizes. You can choose from two exciting grids. The Hawaiian Paradise Grid offers a grand prize of a seven-night stay for two at a luxury resort in Oahu or the Big Island. Or play the Beachfront Mexico Grid for a chance to win a four-night, all-inclusive stay for two at a five-star Marival Luxury Resort in Banderas Bay or Nuevo Nayarit, Mexico. Your contributions help survivors understand their rights, navigate the justice system, and secure emergency protective orders. To participate, visit TexasAdvocacyProject.org and select your grid today. Don't miss out. Tune into the Texas Advocacy Project's Facebook page on February 9th, 2025, during the game for live updates on winners. Prizes are awarded at the end of each quarter with the grand prize at the game's conclusion. So score big for a cause. Visit TexasAdvocacyProject.org to learn more.